Hi, it's Craig Sigal here, the mental toughness trainer, delivering to you life-changing strategies, training, and techniques to become fearless, direct your mind, master your emotions, and speed you along to your goals. Show notes and to stay connected to me are at mentaltoughnesstrainer.com with a link to all podcast episodes at the top of the site. All right, let's do this. All right, welcome back. This is episode number 5 in my Mental Toughness Trainer podcast, and I'm very excited here to continue you along with your journey to mental toughness using my race formula. And these first few podcasts are all about understanding this structure, which is what we're going to use going forward to actually help you eliminate the interference patterns. Remember, everything I do is based on performance equals potential minus interference, which basically means you will perform your best when you get rid of the mental junk. I mean, it just makes logical sense. You have an ability right now, which can be improved, but this is where you're at right now, and you have the ability to perform to that potential, but there's things in your way, and it's kind of like I use the analogy of a boat traveling across an ocean or a sea. And the boat has the potential to go 60 miles an hour or knots or whatever they use for maritime speed. And that is the engine and the whole propulsion mechanisms that this boat has that will allow this boat to go 60 top speed. That's the potential. Well, think about it. What if you're dragging an anchor behind you? What if you're dragging a couple of buckets in the water? It's going to slow you down. That is exactly how we operate as human beings with regards to our being able to perform, but not just perform, but it's how we behave. It's how we act. It's how we react to life in general. Performance equals potential minus interference. Performance encompasses everything. So don't just, yes, I work with a lot of athletes, but don't just think of it as performance in sports. It's like performance in work. It means performance in being able to hold on to your value system when you're communicating to somebody you care about, not being interfered with by some childhood program that you've brought forward that causes you to get off track and say things you wished you hadn't. I'm all about helping people live to their true self. So moving forward today is all about the E in the race method. R is relentless, A is awareness, C is clear, the actual stuff which we've been talking about, coming up with the correct antidote and then delivering it. So that was the last two podcasts. That's the core of clearing your interference. And once you've done that, or even within the same process concurrently, you want to be able to master your emotions. Now, there is a couple of sayings, if you will, cliches, that you need to control your emotions. So we're going to start by helping you understand your emotions. Awareness about your emotions, which is going to build your relentless and help you clear the interference patterns that show up in the form of emotions. Seeing how this all works together now? So let me help you understand emotions. They are nothing more than chemical releases in our body that turn into feelings when those chemicals literally hit the tissues and the cells of your body, then your body feels it, feels the reaction. So emotion is actually a perception of something that's going on, you know, anger, frustration, confusion, guilt, all that stuff, sadness, disappointment, and on and on and on. But it's the feeling that results from that that actually creates the interference pattern. But it's more than just the feeling. It's literally can interfere with your ability to think and what you will say. So it not only gives you a bodily sensation, but it will literally trigger neural networks in your brain to say things that you wouldn't normally say, which we're calling our potential. And our potential in personal means living to your truth, who you really are, who you really want to be, your conscious choices of who you want to be, and living to the values that you've chosen consciously. That's what I want for folks. So emotions are just chemical releases. Why do we get these chemical releases? Well, there is a function for these chemical releases. This is all controlled by the unconscious mind. It's often referred to as the autonomic nervous system as part of its function. I don't need to go down that rabbit hole of scientific terms and explanations. Just to understand, remember, if this is your first podcast, the unconscious mind is that part of you that runs all of your automatic functions. And it's just based on programming from birth and all the things you learned since then. And emotions are like its police force for you and all your programs, values, and beliefs. That's right. The emotions are there to push, guide, cajole, motivate, whatever you want to use term, to influence you into actions to get back in line with your beliefs and values. And so if you violate one of your beliefs and values, guess what happens? You're going to get a difficult emotion. And that difficult emotion's purpose and function is to tell you, hey, something is not going well with your values right now. Something has violated your value. Now, on the other side of the coin, the fun emotions, those are emotions, same function that your unconscious mind is trying to tell you something about your values. That's the true function of emotions. When you experience the fun emotions like excitement, joy, happiness, peace, bliss, and all that, that's your unconscious mind telling you, nice job with what's going on right now. Do more of that. So you see how it's like a police force or like a child's parent saying, good job, you took out the trash, Joni. Good job, yay, smiles. Or if you don't take out the trash and you don't do your chores, frowns, right? We don't want those. So what we are supposed to do is take corrective action to satisfy the purpose of that emotion. So let me recap really quick. Emotions are there as communication from your inner mind, your unconscious mind, to let us know how you're doing in life at this very moment or whatever, whenever you're feeling emotions, whenever you're experiencing those emotions and the feelings that come from them. And they are your police force to make sure you go back and live to your values that you have programmed in. Now, here's the thing. A lot of us have programs, belief programs, which is the C, stuff we need to clear out, that are not working for us today. We learned them somewhere in our past, but they're still there. So here's a simple example. Guilt is an emotion, right? Guilt. And there is a purpose for getting the guilt chemical. Our unconscious mind gives us the guilt chemical to let us know that we just did something against ourselves. Again, we acted against our own values. So what if, let's bring this down to earth with using guilt, for example, to help you understand this whole process. So let's say you decide to do something for yourself on a bright sunny day when you're off, you don't need to go to work, and you want to go play a game, you want to go skiing, you want to go for golf, you want to take a day off and do nothing maybe. Yet, in the back of your mind, you know that, let's say, I'm making this up as I go here, somebody asked you to help them move for the day. You haven't had a day off in a month. And they asked you, would you please help me to move? And you have just been working and you deserve a day off. And you tell them, well, no, I can't. I'm busy, something like that. In the back of her mind, you know you're not busy. You had a day off and you'd plan to do nothing or do something fun for yourself. But this person who asked you is a good friend. And so you feel guilty. So what's the value that you have just violated against yourself? Right? One of them is I lied. I don't lie. Most of us have this inner program that we lie and that I have a value that my close friends are very important to me. They're high up in the scale and I just went against that. And so I feel the guilt chemical all day here through having my day off and it ruins my day off. What's your unconscious mind trying to tell you? Get back in line with your values. Now, in that case, there's corrective measures to do, right? Maybe you go overboard in helping your friend with something later on, and that would resolve it for you. Or maybe it's just come clean and apologize. There's lots of things you can do. But the point is to get that you're off track when you get a difficult emotion. And you are on track with your values when you get, or when you get a fun emotion when you are on track with your values. To tell you, keep doing that. It's like a laser-guided missile system. When you're off track, the system kicks you back on track. That's what difficult emotions are. So check this out now. You've heard me say this a number of times now. Fun emotions and difficult emotions. Wow. You don't normally hear that now, do you? What do you normally hear? You hear them called negative emotions. We don't want negative emotions like guilt and sadness and fear and anger, right? Because those are bad, 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 bad. We don't want those and we must avoid them at all costs. Bad feelings. Everything, it's all bad. Well, guess what? That's the number one interference problem with everybody I ever work with, which is why I developed this E for the race system. Right now you're probably going, What do you mean? How is that a problem? Because check this out. This is where we're going to get heavy. The number one interference to performing and athletics, not necessarily athletics, but anything that requires fine motor skills, including like speaking in public, for example. The number one interference pattern is fear in all its forms. Anxiety, doubts, worry, tension, tightness. This is the core of what I do. Doesn't it make it really hard when you're about to give a speech that you've prepared over and over and over that you can do at home by yourself, or that you can think up in your head, but then when you stand in front of everybody, all of a sudden your throat tightens, interference. You can't get the words out correctly, interference. Your mind doesn't exactly flow with beautiful prose and your normal vocabulary, interference. Getting it? Or let's talk about athletics for a minute. A golfer who is at the end of a tournament and needs to have this 5-foot putt to tie or win or whatever. Tension, tightness, that interferes with the ability to hold and move a golf club. Basketball player. Before a game, during, it could happen anytime, standing there in the free throw line, normally makes 9 out of 10 or more, but in fear, interference, scared, tense, tight, maybe even shaking. I promise you, most of what I work on and everything I'm talking about here boils down to this fear. Nervousness of any kind, anytime you hear doubt. Now, here's the funny thing. People come to me saying, my problem is I don't have any confidence. My problem is I just don't believe in myself. People have told me, you just need to believe in yourself. I hate that. You know, I just can't focus. But guess what? None of those are the problem. Those are the symptom of the problem. The problem is fears. Fears of what will happen if I don't do the way I want to do. So how do I help people out of that? It's by understanding this, that there are only two things in life for us to fear. There's only two, well, categories of things for us to fear as human beings. One, physical harm and danger to the body, right? Yeah. So if I'm hiking in the desert, we have a desert here in Washington State, believe it or not, in the United States, the eastern side of our mountains, we have a desert and there are poisonous rattlesnakes out there. Believe it or not, in Washington, we have poisonous rattlesnakes. Yep, seen them. So if I'm walking out in our desert here and I hear rattlesnake sound, I'm going to get fear, am I not? Yep. And is that a good thing? Yes, of course it is. All emotions are good. The function of each one of our emotions is good. I'm not going to go back to the guilt thing. I'll come back to that in a minute. So, in this case, the fear of a rattlesnake harming our body with a poisonous bite, good, isn't it? That's what fear is for, to protect our body from injury and or death. Good. What if you didn't have that function? Well, you might do all kinds of dumb things and put your body in all kinds of dangerous positions and places. And you probably wouldn't live on average as long as others who have this mechanism. Fear is a good thing. Protect the body from physical harm and danger, even death, injury and death. All other fear, worry, anxiety, stress for the most part, doubt, negativity, all of that stems from the fear of emotions. All other fears boil down to you're just afraid of emotions. So when I have somebody in my office and I say, so what happens if you're giving a speech there and you totally blow it? You know, everybody looks at you like this was the worst speech in the world when you're done. No clapping, no nothing. Maybe even the worst case scenario, maybe you have a few people chuckle or point at you or something. Worst case scenario. What happens? Is anybody going to shoot you from the audience seats? Is anybody going to knife you, hurt you, kill you? No. Ultimately, the only thing that happens is you're gonna feel bad. That's it. You're gonna feel some chemicals. That's it. Your body is gonna experience some feelings. That's it. Some difficult feelings. And then I tell, if I'm working with a kid, an 8, 9, 10-year-old, see lots of them. I don't need to go any further than what I'm gonna tell you right now. Which is, guess what? All those feelings, they always end. The chemicals that got released in your body and made you feel that, they always go back to where they were, where they came from, the part of the body that makes them and stores them. And so you can get the idea that all emotions are good, all emotions are useful. I go into great detail in my programs on that in the Advanced Mental Toughness Academy. But the point is, you don't need to fear them. There's absolutely no reason to fear your difficult emotions. Disappointment, embarrassment, sadness. What if you weren't afraid of those? You would essentially be fearless, except for physical harm and danger, which is what it's for, correct? What if you weren't afraid of being angry? Difficult emotion. What if you recognize anger as something that's useful? Now, uncontrolled, far greater anger than you need to make corrective action not useful. And that comes from values that are misprogrammed or need to be updated for how you live today's life. Sadness? Why do we get sadness? Sadness comes because we've lost something. There's something we need to do about it. We need to replace that which has been lost. How do you, but wait, Craig, everything I teach has got to go to its logical extremes. So Craig, what's the worst sadness? Yeah, somebody close to us dying. So how do we replace somebody who's not there with us anymore? We can't. That's right, you can't. But you can replace what they meant to you. There's action to take for all difficult emotions to resolve the reason why you get them. And when you get good at this, you stop being afraid of those emotions. When you stop being afraid of emotions, you're essentially fearless and you've cleared out the biggest source of interference. You're being able to live or perform to the way you want your potential. So stop being afraid of your difficult emotions. This is probably the biggest problem in society today. I could boil down just about any problem you can bring up to me to this. I can connect it. This is our basic human psychology. We learn as kids somewhere to be afraid of disappointment, embarrassment, that it's so awful we cannot accept it, we cannot let it happen. And what happens? Your body goes into the fear response the same as it's thinking you're going to get eaten by an animal, the program we have from our ancestors who had to face that. We don't have to anymore, but our body acts just like it did thousands of years ago, the saber-toothed lion at the mouth of the cave, as when we're just about to give a speech, or we're just about to go on stage, or just about to have to perform at the end of a game, PK kick at the end of soccer, confront somebody personally. Because what if you do it wrong? I promise you, the only thing that will happen, what you want to do going forward, here's how you're going to be fearless right now. And also master your emotions, E at the race formula, is to first ask yourself when you're feeling anything, especially any kind of fear, worry, anxiety, okay, am I feeling this fear because there's any physical harm and danger to me, a threat to that right now? No, then I must be fearing emotions of some sort. You don't even need to know what those are. But my 8-year-old, 10-year-old kids just go, oh, well, I can experience those because they always go back to where they came from and I'll be just fine. And all you need to do to send the chemicals back to where they came from is think about something else. And the chemicals will go back to where they came from. Now, the long-term solution is to update the programs that cause those chemicals to be released at times that don't work for you anymore as an adult. But for kids, they just need to get used to being okay with feeling those difficult emotions. Ultimately, that's what's going to make you fearless or not. And mastering your emotions is part of not fearing them. I hope this has at least caused you to think a little bit differently about things. It's at the core of everything I do. Even when I'm speaking in front of a team of youth athletes, I remember I was talking to a wrestlers group. These kids were 11 and 12 years old, and all their parents were in the background. And I'd just given them a 12-year-old version of what I just taught you here. All emotions are good, right? And I said, so when you're just about to go out onto the mat and you're going to go face a tough opponent and all of a sudden you get scared, what do you think you ought to just tell yourself right before you go out there? And the smallest boy there kind of slowly raises his hand like he was kind of timid about it, but he thought he knew the answer. And he says, it's just chemicals. And I threw him a big candy bar I had for this kind of occasion. And I high-fived him, went over there. He beamed so proudly. And then for the rest of the time, I just kept asking. I said, anytime I ask a question, probably the answer is going to be it's just chemicals. And for adults, it's just emotions. And I can live through them. And they always go back to where they came from, and they're good for me. So I go into detail about how to master all of your emotions this way so that you're not afraid of them and you become essentially fearless. And I do this in the Advanced Mental Toughness Program. That is where we get into details, specifics, and I'm able to help you clear out the biggest source of interference to you living the life you want. All right, let's do this. I'm Craig Sigal. See you on the next one. If you want to find out what has been holding you back from the life you want and the solution to clear it, get started with my mental toughness quiz found at mentaltoughnesstrainer.com and get serious about achieving your goals, or maybe even become a mental toughness trainer yourself. All right, let's do this.